Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Shiraz Agha. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be examining a very important question, and that question is this. People often ask, what is the importance of unity? We should keep one thing in mind, and that is this. We should see what the seerah and the conduct of the Ahlul Bayt themselves were in this regard. We know that following the events that occurred after the demise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, we know that we are of the belief that the caliphate, which was rightly a right for our imams, was usurped from them, and they were denied this right. Nevertheless, even though the imams were in a position to ask for their right and to fight for their right, and nevertheless, they, in order to preserve the unity of the Muslim Ummah, they did not openly stand up and physically and forcefully attempt to secure this. A prime example of this is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was the flag bearer of unity of the Islamic nation, and who, in order to preserve this, remained silent for 25 years, and apparently he cooperated with the existing governments for the betterment of the Muslim nation, and also to preserve this unity. There are many beautiful sayings narrated from Imam Ali regarding this unity. One of the beautiful sayings which have been narrated from Imam Ali in the Nahjul Balagha, and this, you can find this in letter 47, is this. Imam Ali says, "Usikum wa jami'e waladi." He says, "I advise you, my two sons, and all of my children, wa ahli, and my family, wa man balagahu kitabi, and whoever this letter reaches, bitaqwa Allah, the fear of God, I advise them to adopt the fear of God, wa nazme amrikum. Also, I advise them to be organized in their lives and in their affairs. وَالصَّلَاهِ ذَاتِ بَيْنِكُمْ, and to rectify your relations with one another, which is an indication to this importance of unity. فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ جَدَّكُمَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Imam says, "For verily I have heard your grandfather, the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, يَقُولُ, I heard him saying, صلاح ذات البين أفضل من عامة الصلاة والصيام." That rectifying your relations with one another, or unity with one another, is more virtuous than praying and fasting all year long. And this is a beautiful tradition. Shows us the importance of unity and rectifying our relations with one another, to the extent that the Imam says it's even better than praying and fasting. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the importance of unity. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum.